Ukraine security issue.
At least 7 people died and 8 were injured as a result of the shelling of the central market in the city of Avdiivka. Pavlo Kirilenko, the head of Donetsk Regional Military Administration, said that the Russians struck the central market, where many people were at that time. This is the essence of Russians. They are not capable of resisting the Ukrainian army. They are fighting with unarmed civilians, Kirilenko is convinced. A 6-year-old girl who was seriously wounded on the night of October the 12th during the shelling by the Russians of the city of Nikopol, Dnipropetrovsk region, had both legs amputated. This was announced by the anesthesiologist of the local clinic during the briefing. Now the girl is in a stable condition. In the future, she will need surgery, rehabilitation and prosthetics. In addition to her, her mother and another woman were seriously injured. On Wednesday night, the occupiers fired about 7 S-300 missiles at Zaporizhia and its suburbs. 2 of them hit one of the districts of the city, the rest fell on nearby villages. 3 people were rescued from the rubble of a house in one of the villages, the head of the regional military administration, Oleksandr Starukh, said. Russia wants to provoke chaos in Ukraine and the entire democratic world, and therefore uses everything from missile strikes to nuclear blackmail, from sabotage against infrastructure in Europe to a deliberate attempt to destroy all energy facilities of Ukraine. All this must be stopped, President Volodymyr Zelensky said at an extraordinary meeting of the G7 leaders. He thanked all countries for the aid already provided but said it was not enough.
Реагуючи на російський терор, на псевдореферендуми і спробу анексії нашої території, ми можемо застосувати формулу миру так.
Responding to Russian terror, pseudo-referendums and the attempt to annex our territory, we can apply the peace formula so that the terrorist state has no chance. The first point is defense support, an air shield for Ukraine. These are the security guarantees that are part of our peace formula. When Ukraine receives a sufficient number of modern and effective air defense systems, the key element of Russian terror, missile strikes, will stop to work. I'm asking you to increase the overall effort to financially help create an air shield for Ukraine. Millions of people will be grateful to the Group of Seven for such help, said Volodymyr Zelensky. The provision of additional air defense systems to Ukraine has become a priority for NATO, said Jens Stoltenberg, Secretary General of the Alliance. Increasing military aid to Ukrainians was on the agenda of the meeting of the defense departments of almost 50 states in the Ramstein format on October the 12th. The latest Russian missile attacks on Ukraine have changed the views of Western partners on this war. French President Emmanuel Macron called attacks on civilian infrastructure profoundly changing the nature of war. The time has come to give the armed forces of Ukraine the opportunity to carry out similar actions, believes Alexander Kovalenko, a military political analyst of the Information Resistance Group. It will be more difficult for Ukraine to win without attacks on military facilities on the territory of Russia. Our Western partners began to look deeper into the essence of what was happening and to see in Russia not just an aggressor country, a war criminal country, namely a terrorist. After all, these are facts of aggression against the civilian population. Russia tried to use this terror as an element of blackmail, including Ukraine. After all, any act of terror against the civilian population is blackmail, with the compulsion to go to some negotiations, to some concessions. Therefore, perhaps this was the turning point of the insight of our international partners in the fact that if Ukraine does not expand its opportunities to use its forces and means, it will be much more difficult for Ukraine to win this war than if it starts to exert fire influence on completely different objects in a completely different territory, said Oleksandr Kovalenko. Ukrainians collected 352 million hryvnias, $9.5 million, in just one day to take revenge on the Russian occupiers for the missile attack on October the 10th. The organizers of the collection, civic activists Sergei Sternenko and Sergei Pretula, posted a video in which they reported that 50 kamikaze drones will ground stations with the purchase from these funds for almost of 100 million hryvnias. The rest of the money will go to the exterminate the Russian invaders.
352 мільйони гривень зібраних коштів в рамках цього проекту.
352 million hryvnias collected within the framework of this project. In fact, we exceeded expectations for this collection by 250 million, and now we face a big challenge of how to use these funds correctly, efficiently, and rationally. This is actually a very cool story in the sense that the Russians were expecting our panic, our desperation, the fact that we would want to surrender or stop our resistance. You and I collected funds so that these occupiers would become fewer. You are fantastic. With such people, no one will ever defeat us. The largest Russian mass missile attack during the entire period of the war damaged a third of Ukraine's energy infrastructure, Minister of Energy Herman Galushchenko said. According to him, energy workers, together with ordinary Ukrainians, are doing everything to eliminate the consequences of an attack by the Russian terrorist state.
Постраждало десь до 30% енергоактів наших. Але з іншого боку,
up to 30% of our energy facilities were damaged, but on the other hand, we are currently maximizing all efforts to eliminate the consequences of such an impact. Here we are all together, energy workers and our citizens. I asked for a reduction in peak energy consumption. It gave tangible results. According to our estimates, people voluntarily saved approximately 10% of peak consumption only in Kyiv and Kyiv region. Because even the Europeans in their decisions regarding the limitation of peak consumption counted on 5%, said Herman Galushchenko. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is again operating on diesel generators as the Russians damaged a substation in the Dnipropetrovsk region with rocket fire, the Energoatom company reports. It prepared and sent another batch of diesel fuel to the station. However, the Russian side did not meet the column of company cars. The occupiers continue to neglect the nuclear and radiation safety of the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, threatening the world with a radiation disaster. According to Ukrainian intelligence, the occupiers are applying so-called filtration measures to some of the ZNPP staff and their families. People are required to officially issue Russian passports and sign contracts with Rosatom. The global campaign to mark the defenders and defendresses of Ukraine Day will be held in 50 foreign cities. Communities Army of Ukraine reports, representatives of Ukrainian diasporas and communities in different countries of the world, as well as local residents of the countries where the actions will take place, will take part in the rallies. The purpose of the campaign is to convey in the world an understanding of the importance of preserving the independence of Ukraine and restoring its territorial integrity by defeating the aggressor and terrorist country Russia. Actions will be held around famous buildings and monuments, as well as in central squares. According to preliminary information, rallies will be held in the cities of Australia, Belgium, Georgia, Germany, France, Greece, Italy, Poland, Slovakia, Portugal, Romania, Spain, the USA, Great Britain, and others.